I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Dez's BFF, Mike Fisher, on the buyersafety.com hotline. Did you text me? My phone has been messing up, but I want to know if you're waking up at 3 a.m. again. Did you text me at 3 a.m. this morning, or did my phone screw that up?
Yes.
Dude, your bladder needs to get fixed.
Did you make another fantasy football pickup at 3?
Yeah, what waiver pickup did you make?
It really has nothing to do with my bladder. It has to do with the heavy, heavy load that I carry in fantasy football around here.
Did you make another pickup this morning?
No, but what I'm discovering is, you know, I think it was Ben Franklin, who's a favorite guest on this show every time Jerry comes on, who might have originally said two heads are better than one. And to me, I'm really realizing that, no, that's just another extra 7 pounds that has to lean against my shoulder.
Well, if you would have stepped up on draft day, well, you actually did step up. RJ was the coward.
Told the story, right?
Yeah, oh, we told it. Ben and Skin told it multiple times.
We need an extra owner. We have a couple guys in our league who I believe are janitors in the building. we needed somebody to go be an owner, and Choppy not only refused to leave Team Fish, even though he calls it Team Chop, but then I look over there, and he's helping Troy with his draft.
Oh, I had to. I had to help Troy. Troy was about to make a bad pick. I wasn't going to do that to my teammate.
What was the pick going to be?
He was going to pick Rex Burkhead in the third round.
Fourth round.
Okay. You're the only communist fantasy football player I've ever seen. You think we should all share the potatoes?
No, I don't. But like I said on whatever day that was, the Tuesday, because we were off that Monday, they said, why didn't you want to have your own team? I just said, because I didn't want to. And I don't have to do something I don't want to do. You know, that's, I may be Gen X, but that was millennial RJ right there.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it. I won't do it. Maybe somewhere down the road I will, but this is not a democracy. You know, this is Team Chop Fish.
It's a chopocracy.
Yeah.
It's a chopocracy.
It is a chopocracy.
All right, let's start off with 0-2. Brad Sham is going to roll in his grave hearing this, but statistically, is this a must-win Sunday night?
And I know there is the argument that, hey, you've got 15 more games, but I counter by saying you only have 16 games. It's only 16 games, and so 0-2 matters so much that historically, since 1990, if you start 0-2, you average finish 5.7 wins. 0-2 teams don't even win six games a year.
Ooh.
And out of the last 231 teams to start 0-2, only 20 of them turned it around to make the playoffs. So I would suggest that you'd have to be a team that went 0-2 in a fluky way, because you were so good.
Yeah.
And then flukes happened to you that you 0-2'd your way to the playoffs. Or maybe you got really super fluky in the next 14 games, even though you weren't very good. But the Cowboys, there's no sign that they're in that first category where, oh, that was just a complete fluke what happened Sunday. I mean, that'll never happen again.
Right.
I don't believe that at all. So 0-2 matters for both the Cowboys and the Giants, because one of them is staring that in the face.
And that fluke would be Emmitt Smith, not at the beginning of your season,
right,
which Jerry drew comparisons to the other day, which our follow-up should have been. So, Jerry, do you see similarities between this team and...
Well, I think he obviously did, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have done that. I guess, you know, obviously the Saints started 0-2 last year. I mean, it happens. You know, it happens. It's not... Usually you don't start... And I think the reason that you average, 5.7 wins, like you said... It's because you're not a very good team if you start 0-2.
Correct.
Typically. If they're a good team, we think they're a good team, and they have two really tough games to start off the year, and the schedule gets easier, then 0-2 is not that huge of a deal. But I don't think that anyone would really consider Carolina and the Giants to be two incredibly difficult opponents, do you?
Not incredibly difficult. And who went into this thing thinking the Cowboys are good? aren't, I mean, don't we all?
This building, this building did. Me and Bassick didn't, but this building did.
I don't even want to count Bassick. Bassick is Mr. Negativity.
He's Mr. Negativity.
I'm
Mr. 500.
It's 8-8 league, Mike.
But I mean, I've been telling you that, Chop, since I've known you, and now you're starting to come around to understanding it. That's aren't we seeing that every week? We see that play out every week, except with the anomaly that is the Patriots.
Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline. David Irving at the – why is David Irving allowed at the practice facility?
Okay, this is a true story. So yesterday morning on this very show – was it yesterday? Yeah.
Whatever day you didn't call out sick, but you went on all the other shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Whatever day it was that David Irving was there, I almost said it on the air, and then I thought, wait a minute, I better not say that because, number one, it can't be true because he's not allowed to be in the building. So I must be wrong. And number two, therefore, if somehow they snuck him into the building and I announce it on the Cowboys flagship station, the Joneses are going to fire my ass.
Yeah.
They will run me out of town for revealing it. So I didn't say it. And then later we got Jason Garrett confirming in the press conference, he's working with the strength and conditioning people. Guys, I'm starting to wonder, as with Randy Gregory and the smoky fire of whatever he did drug program related in the summer, I'm starting to wonder if the league is privately getting soft.
Yeah.
And smartly getting soft on enforcing some of these dumbass rules, because I can't find anything that tells me that it's okay for Irving to be in the building, except that it's logical, but it's not quote legal.
Right.
Nor can I find anything that would suggest that if Randy Gregory had a violation of some sort, even if it's just a clerical error, he's supposed to be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
But Randy Gregory's not getting suspended today. Maybe he will Friday, but he's not suspended today. The Cowboys are planning on him playing Sunday. And David Irving is in the building whenever he wants to be, doing strength and conditioning. And furthermore, eating paleo, by the way, strict paleo.
Paleo.
He's eating like a caveman. And I'm told that he had a recent lovely dinner date with none other than Randy Gregory. That Gregory and David Irving
maybe
came to the realization on their own.
I don't want to know what they had for dessert.
Well, I can tell you that Randy Gregory probably ate something fatty because he's trying to keep his weight up, and I can tell you that David Irving ate paleo. But it makes a lot of sense that the two of them would hook up. They're traveling the same path here. So hopefully they can help each other. But, yeah, along the way, there is a bending of the rules in some weird but I think smart way, I guess by the NFL, to realize, hey, let's not take our people who have emotional or mental difficulties and are supplementing those with drug use, let's not take those guys and throw them in the trash can and not let them hang around with their 53 best friends. Let's do the opposite. And maybe that's happening with both Irving and Gregory.
Dak and Tank on the injury report, but is there any real concern?
Not really. They both practiced fully yesterday. They'll do the same thing today. I certainly want a baby Tank Lawrence, but I expect him to go today. With Dak Prescott, obviously, this is the quarterback league, so if his ankle is 99%, that's a concern. I think Brian Broaddus is on today at 8:40, right?
Yep.
And I think he's going to help answer the question after watching film, do they need to do something different with Dak Prescott? When I hear the owner,
like complete passes?
That would be good.
Yeah.
But then what about what Jerry said in comparing him to Cam Newton to you guys the other day? And is Jerry hinting when he says that at something that the Cowboys offense have in their playbook, that there's a chapter in that playbook that makes Dak Prescott more of a runner, the way Cam Newton is more of a runner? And I wonder if Jerry was hinting that at you, as he so often does when he drops his Easter eggs here on the Fan.
I'm just surprised you think their playbook is a chapter book and not like a
a coloring book,
a pamphlet or something. Landon Collins said stop Zeke. What is Zeke's new reality in the league?
All right, and I think this is, and I don't know that Landon Collins, the Giants defensive standout, I don't know if he meant it this harshly, but if you watch the Cowboy game on Sunday, you take it harshly. Here's the quote. We really just have to focus on stopping Zeke. Put the ball into Dak's hands, and I think we have a better shot at winning. That boys, they don't say it more harshly than that. that's a nice way of saying the New York Giants' view is we are about to play a one-man team.
Right.
And we have no problem whatsoever with Dak Prescott trying to beat us. And by the way, when he says Dak Prescott, he's talking about the passing game.
Right.
So he's also talking about Michael Gallup, Allen Hurns, Terrence Williams, all the non-Wittens, all the non-Dezes. He's talking about everything on offense besides Zeke. It is an incredibly damning statement, made more so damning by the fact that it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
If you stop Ezekiel Elliott, you don't feel very threatened by what Dallas does on offense.
Absolutely. Said it perfect. Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline. Any Beyonce or what are we calling them?
J-Bay.
J-Bay. Any J-Bay update?
I suppose you need to come up with a version of J-Bay for Jerry and Dez.
J-Day. Dez. Well, that's
J-Day.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Dez. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, you better let me work on that. That's kind of my department, Sean.
Didn't you mess up the Hot Boys the other day? That was the rumor I heard. You messed up the Hot Boys.
Okay, I messed up the Hot Boys for some reason in print. I put and the Hot Boys, the '90s hip hop group led by Bobby Brown.
Clarence Hill called that out.
And Clarence Hill, here's how nice Clarence Hill is. Because listen, I kick him in the crotch a lot for what a goofball he is.
Yeah.
He's texting me. Now, he's texting the wrong number. He's had my number for 20 years. He's texting the wrong number. But the next day he comes up to me and says, hey, I was trying to text you. And I said, that's the wrong number. And he showed me the text. He said, do you mind if I make fun of you for getting Bobby Brown wrong instead of Lil Wayne? And I thought that was very respectful of the young pup, even though he's pretty much my age. But Bobby Brown, Lil Wayne, Juvenile, Snoop Cat. I got them all confused.
Here comes Will. Will's making a meme right now.
Snoop Cat. That's great. That's Instaface.
But right I did. I did after the Beyonce concert. I'll just tell you, I haven't checked with Jerry yet, but 50% of the people in the foreground of that picture approve of my caption contest comment below, which, of course, because they're at a Beyonce concert, is drunk in love.
That's your assessment and your analysis. I'm not going to say anything with Jerry Jones joining us twice a week here on the station. Have a good day, Mike. Thank you.
All right, boys.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.